The WHO's authority to manage global health emergencies has grown over the years, but there are still significant limits on what it can do. The World's Ilana Gordon has a story about how its power has evolved.
The global health stage is crowded with all sorts of performers, individual governments, NGOs, private companies. And on that stage, the World Health Organization has a unique role. Think of it as the conductor of a symphony.
It would be a discordant symphony at the start, trying to get people to work together.
David Heyman is an infectious disease specialist at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He has held many posts in the WHO and been on the front lines of confronting outbreaks from smallpox to Ebola.
And when things are working smoothly, then again, it's more like, Water Music would be a good one by Handel.
The WHO was founded after World War II. Nations believed that they should work together to avoid another world war and to help prevent the spread of diseases. Serious epidemics like cholera had already proven the need for international cooperation. To understand just what the WHO can do, it's important to understand how it's set up. It has representatives from 194 countries who meet annually to set international health policies and directives, and even pass legally binding global regulations. There's one catch, though. The WHO can't really enforce the rules it sets.
It is a conductor of an orchestra which doesn't have any authoritative tools.
That is Mary Paul Kinney, a former assistant director of the WHO, who now oversees research at France's National Institute of Health.
So if an instrument is playing well or badly, there's nothing you can do.
This dynamic has been a challenge for the WHO from the get-go. So over the decades, it's developed a set of tools to nudge nations to act in harmony, to follow the same musical score, if you will. David Heyman says the aim was narrow at first, to help communities address just a few kinds of infectious diseases.
The essence of a successful smallpox campaign is to quickly find outbreaks of the disease and contain them.
But a problem cropped up.
It was clear that you could not force countries to report, and they didn't want to report.
Countries didn't always want to report an outbreak of a disease because it could make them vulnerable to trade sanctions or to outside groups who might use them to make medical discoveries that they then wouldn't share. So the WHO made some changes. It set up a global network of labs and disease specialists that could respond to outbreaks in a coordinated way. And it stopped relying solely on self-reported information from countries. Heyman was on the front lines of these efforts in the early 2000s when this revamped system was put to the test.
It had already picked up an outbreak of a disease which was causing high mortality in China in November of 2002, but China continued to reply that they did not have any major outbreaks.
That major outbreak became known as Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, or SARS.
The hearing on Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SARS.
We have to be prepared for this to continue to spread, and we are doing everything we can across the public health system.
Experts agree that the SARS crisis worsened because of China's secrecy. So global representatives granted the WHO even more governing power. Now, the WHO can declare a health emergency of international concern, even if a country denies it's suffering an outbreak. This declaration can trigger a global response, an activation of resources, and more feet on the ground.
It's an incredibly powerful responsibility that WHO has.
Suri Moon is co-director of the Global Health Center at the Graduate Institute of Geneva.
The world really relies on the judgment when it's assessing, you know, any particular outbreak as to how serious is it? How much does the world need to wake up and mobilize a more coordinated international response?
With this new ability, the WHO can issue guidelines and protocols on how to best respond to a health emergency. The WHO has also been granted stronger diplomatic power. It can officially call out countries that aren't following the rules. Thomas Boyke is director of the Global Health Program at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's been a technical advisor to the WHO.
The World Health Organization has the authority to name and shame nations that aren't complying with the requirements on reporting outbreaks or in not enforcing human rights in the way that they go about restricting pandemics.
And name and shame they did. In the aftermath of the SARS crisis, the WHO publicly called out China for hiding the outbreak. That was a big deal. David Heymann was overseeing communicable diseases at the WHO at the time, and he recalls a shift. China started sharing information and better preparing for a future outbreak.
So the norm has been changed. It's now expected and respected to report.
All of these developments might seem great, but the WHO still can't make countries comply with its rules. And it doesn't always make the right call when a crisis hits. It was heavily criticized for not acting soon enough when the Ebola outbreak swept through West Africa in 2014.
Contagious and potentially deadly,
killing more than 10,000 people. This prompted the WHO to take even greater action to better prepare for the next global health emergency. Which brings us to today. The WHO is now leading the world's response to a new pandemic, one that is bringing even the best health systems to near collapse. There are really troubling signs that countries are fighting selfishly for their own national interests. But some health experts say that if nothing else, the WHO is doing well at getting scientists and public health leaders to coordinate their work worldwide. And it's happening at a scale and speed that's unprecedented. WHO Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus calls this pandemic the defining global health crisis of our time.
The days, weeks, and months ahead will be a test of our resolve, a test of our trust in science, and a test of solidarity.
It may only be after this pandemic ends that we'll know how well the world did in this test of resolve and solidarity. But for now, the WHO keeps waving its baton higher and higher to try to get everyone on the same page and playing the same song. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.